Part 1. The Loss of the Diamond. The events told by Gabriel Betteridge, head servant of Lady Julia Verinder. Chapter 1.
This morning, May the 21st, 1850, my lady's nephew, Mr. Franklin Blake, said to me, "Betteridge, I've seen Mr. Bruff, our lawyer, and we talked about the loss of the diamond 2 years ago. He thinks a complete record of the facts ought to be put down in writing. And I agree with him. The story should be told. And I believe we've found a way to do it. Everyone will tell their part of the story in turn, beginning at the beginning. I have a letter telling how my uncle got hold of the diamond in India. Next, we must tell how the stone reached my aunt's house in Yorkshire 2 years ago. And then, of course, how it was lost 12 hours after it was given to Rachel. Nobody knows more than you, dear Betteridge, about what went on in the house during that time. So your narrative must be the first. I have a clear memory for a man of over 70. However, I did what you probably would have done. I modestly declare that I was incapable of such a task. But young Mr. Franklin insisted. And here I am at my desk 2 hours later, realizing I may have bitten off more than I can chew. Oh, well, here goes. I worked for Lord Huntcastle, and after he died, when Miss Julia, his youngest daughter, married Sir John Verinder, I came with her to Sir John's house here in Yorkshire. I married a local girl, but 5 years later she died, poor soul, leaving me with my little girl, Penelope. Soon afterwards, Sir John died, and my lady was left with her only child, Miss Rachel. My lady made sure that Penelope was educated, and when she was old enough, she became Miss Rachel's maid. My lady promoted me. I became manager of her farms in Yorkshire, and carried on this work until, on Christmas Day, 1847, my lady invited me to tea. "Gabriel," she said, "it is time to work less. From today, you will give up the outdoor work and simply look after the servants here in the house." I protested, but looking out over the cold grey hills, I knew she was right.